Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus. Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Monday, March 18th, 2024. Stand up for your country. Remember the old adage, honesty is the best policy? Well, that's gone, not only in America, but all over the world, especially if politics or money is involved. So we're going to prove that. We're going to prove that deceit is ruling in the political arena in the USA. And, you know, money is taken for granted. And I'll get to that some other time when there's a big financial story in play. But today, the Talking Points memo deals with the presidential election and how honest reporting is vanishing right before our eyes. So we begin on Saturday, March 16th. All right. Donald Trump, Dayton, Ohio. He gives a rally. He speaks for more than 90 minutes. Now, when you speak that long, that's not a written speech. He's riffing. And whenever Donald Trump riffs, trouble follows. It's, you know, it's very similar. Trump knows what he's saying, but he gets carried away because the MAGA people are in the crowd. And it's like, a heavy metal concert. Biden doesn't know what he's saying. So when he goes and starts to riff, it gets crazy. But in both cases, it brings grief to both candidates. So the first manufactured controversy has to do with Trump telling the crowd that automobiles are now being heavily manufactured in both China and Mexico, and that is hurting the American vehicle industry. Roll the tape.
We're going to put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now, if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole. That's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. But they're not going to sell those cars.
Okay, so bloodbath, economic bloodbath for the country. All right, that's the context of the remark. If you cared to know about the context, which the hate Trumpers don't. And we all know that, but it gets really egregious. So Nancy Pelosi didn't see the speech. I can guarantee you she didn't see the speech, but he told her something. So she goes on CNN. Roll it.
We just have to win this election because he's even predicting a bloodbath. What does that mean? He's going to exact a bloodbath? There's something wrong here. How respectful I am of the American people and their goodness. But how much more do they have to see from him to understand that this isn't what our country is about? Praising Hitler, praising the Russians.
Okay, praising Hitler? You know, but Pelosi makes no attempt, all right, to know anything. And she's a propagandist. Now, you can make an argument, and there's some validity to it, that the right and the Republican parties do this as well. But I'm going to tell you something. If they distort a Biden speech like they just distorted a Trump speech, I will report it to you. I know there are propagandists on both sides, but now this is an industry. The hate Trump movement is an industry, and it is enabled by the networks. So here are the press outlets that took the bloodbath comment out of context, okay? Mediaite, the Associated Press, Drudge, CNBC, NPR, The Guardian, NBC News, Politico, CNN, The Hill, The Daily Beast, The Economic Times, CBS News, USA Today, LA Times, New York Times, Newsweek, Rolling Stone, Telegraph, Independent, USA Today, MSNBC, Washington Post. They all took the bloodbath headline and took it out of context to tell the American public, hey, Trump is threatening violence. That's what they did. Okay? So, I mean, it's beyond dishonesty. That wasn't all. All right, same speech, Dayton, Ohio. Trump addresses illegal migrants who commit heinous crimes, not only in America when they get here, but in their home countries. Roll it.
If I had prisons that were teeming with MS-13 and all sorts of people that they've got to take care of for the next 50 years, right? Young people, they're in jail for years. And if you call them people, I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion. But I'm not allowed to say that because the radical left says that's a terrible thing to say. They say you have to vote against him because did you hear what he said about humanity? I've seen the humanity, and these humanity, these are bad. These are animals, okay?
All right. So I kind of agree with that. MSN-13, the El Salvadoran gang, is heavily here on Long Island, committing murder, mayhem, drug dealing, you name it, extortion. In their own country, El Salvador, the president there has had to declare martial law and suspend all due process to attack those gangs. These are really like the Mexican drug cartels. So Trump uses hyperbole, but it's not inaccurate. All right. Former Biden spokesperson Jen Psaki now works for MSNBC. Go.
The full context is that he went on to say some undocumented immigrants are, quote, not people. And of course, the full context is that this is much bigger than one single speech.
Well, if you're expecting any kind of honesty from that woman, then what can I say? You're not going to get it. She's a propagandist, just like Pelosi. But, you know, it just rankles me that NBC News and CNN enable this kind of blatant dishonesty. Here are the media outlets that condemn Trump for condemning violent migrants. NPR, The Guardian, The Atlantic, Rolling Stone, Politico, CNN, The Hill, The Daily Beast, The New York Times, USA Today, MSNBC, The Washington Post, The Huffington Post. You sense a pattern behavior here? Jeez. All right. The good news is that most Americans know the fix is in. They know. So if you are watching MSNBC or CNN or reading The Washington Post and The New York Times, you already hate Trump. You want to hate him more? Just watch those vehicles. Now, I'm not in business to stick up for Trump. It's not what this Talking Points memo is all about. This is to just demonstrate once again the blatant dishonesty of the media in America. a media that has special protections under the Constitution. It's supposed to be delivering honest information to you so you can make informed judgments and decisions. That's gone, vanished. That's why you're here, listening and watching me this evening. All right, once again, if Biden gets attacked that way by the right or the Republicans or whatever, I'm on it. And that's a memo. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
President Biden today did nothing as always. And I shouldn't say it all. That's not fair. Let's just say as usual, all right? He had some meeting about Women's History Month, and then he got a briefing or something. Okay, so I'm sure you get the picture. Do you want me to stop giving you the briefing every day on President Biden? I will. I mean, I've been doing it for, what, 2 years now? And it's the same thing. He doesn't do much work. But I'll stop it if you think it's repetitive, all right? Bill@BillO'Reilly.com, name and town, please. And if I get a bunch of letters that say, look, it's a waste of time, we got it, then I'll stop it. I don't want to waste your time. The Biden campaign has amassed $155 million in campaign donations directly and through their political action committees. Trump campaign is $40 million. Now, that'll change. A lot of the money that were donated to the Trump political action committees went to pay Trump's lawyers. About $100 million that Trump's going to have to pay lawyers to defend him. And you can use political action committee money to pay that. And that's what he's doing at this point. But I think at the end of the campaign in 8 months, the donations will be about even. Now, it's the progressive left that's really funneling the big money into Biden because they know if Trump wins, the progressive movement is done at least for 4 years, finished. And they have their guy. Okay, Biden does whatever the progressive movement wants him to do. They have him and they want to keep him. They don't care how old he is. He could be dead. Okay, Weekend at Bernie's. Okay, hush money in New York City. The Trump trial has been delayed for 30 days by Judge Juan Manuel Marchand. The Manhattan District Attorney, Alvin Bragg, is no objection to delaying it. So on March 25th, there's Bragg, Judge Marchand will set a date. Okay? So there's no date for the trial. Just on and on and on and on, which is what the Trump lawyers want. They want to delay everything till after the election. Georgia. So you know by now that the judge down there, Scott McAfee, told Fannie Willis that either she or her boyfriend prosecutor, Nathan Wade, had to go. So Fannie said, well, I think Nathan's going. So Nathan got fired. All right, he's out of there because he was fooling around with Fannie. It looks like on the taxpayer dime, by the way. I'm not convicting anybody, but that's what it looks like. Okay. So now this whole thing down there in Georgia, remember, this is a conspiracy case against Trump and 18 others to subvert the presidential vote in 2020 in the Peach State. Okay? It's conspiracy. Anyway, this whole thing is in chaos, but I don't know how much chaos. So I asked for a guest in Fulton County, that's Atlanta, who knows the turf down there. And Holly Waltman, who runs her own law firm, joins us now from Fulton County. So, I mean, I'm sure every lawyer is watching this case very, very closely. Fannie Willis, do you know her? I mean, are you surprised about how this is going down?
Well, Bill, thanks for having me. In Fulton County, unfortunately, the taxpayers and the people here and the individuals that practice law here are all too familiar with corruption and deceit and dishonesty. And for the first time in our state's history and probably our country's history, we potentially have a prosecutor who is charged with prosecuting crimes that happen here, could potentially be facing a RICO situation or could be on the taxpayer's dime actually committing RICO offenses while being charged with prosecuting and trying to prosecute crimes of this sort.
All right, but are you surprised? I mean, when this woman was elected, did people have hopes that she was going to be an effective prosecutor?
Certainly we had hopes that that would happen. Her predecessor kept this office bogged down with corruption and just inefficiencies for over 20 years. We all had big hopes. And of course, prosecutors take special oaths to uphold the Constitution, to enforce laws. So am I surprised? Unfortunately, no. I think that this is a story that is told all too often here in Georgia particularly, but also in Fulton County specifically. And I think it's a sad story. I think it's something that if anything can be gleaned from it or taken from it, it is that individuals that don't have the notoriety or don't bring the attention to the cases like this one does have to endure this sort of treatment years.
You feel it's fairly common in some places, this kind of treatment. Okay, so do you know the defense attorney who uncovered this all Fannie Willis boyfriend trips? Do you know this woman?
I do.
That was pretty good work by a defense attorney. She just blew this whole case right out of the water. It's suspect now, no matter what happens, right?
Yeah, and I think what was really interesting about the hearing that we saw a couple weeks ago is it's usually the state that wants to introduce evidence, wants to introduce their investigation to a judge or a jury. We almost had the opposite happen, right? We saw the defense trying over every objection to get all of this information for the judge to determine the outcome. And we saw the state, on the other hand, objecting and trying to be the party of exclusion, not wanting to bring in witnesses, testimony, and evidence. So it was interesting to see the two sides kind of flip. And I certainly think the defense did a much better job of the offensive attacking this sort of challenge. And I think that the state did sort of a poor job of trying to keep it out. And I think that the future jurors in this case, hopefully, were watching and saw that whole thing.
Yeah, it's going to be hard to get a jury now with all this publicity down in Fulton County. I mean, it's hard enough without all this crazy stuff. The legislature in Georgia just passed a law constraining county prosecutors. Can you explain that to us so even I can understand it?
Yes, yeah, certainly. So in the state of Georgia, prosecutors previously have had unlimited immunity from prosecutorial misconduct, meaning no matter what they do within their job. And remember, prosecutors are charged with either taking liberty or freedom from somebody that they believe is guilty of a crime. They have previously had complete immunity from any sort of misconduct. Now, this new law would allow prosecutors to be evaluated by a panel to determine whether or not there needs to be other issues taken Sanctions. Up and other
right.
things.
Now, Fannie, that she could be hauled in under this new law?
Certainly. That absolutely is a possibility. And I think the timing of when
will.
This law
She'll
passes.
Right. She'll have to. Sorts of, final question. The judge could have removed Fannie, but didn't. And a lot of people say it's because he's running for re-election in Fulton County, heavily African-American, and Fannie has made it a racial situation. And so he kind of walked its tightrope. He got rid of the prosecutor because he knew that Fannie was going to fire him and not resign herself. Does that sit well with you?
So I certainly think that this judge is given a lot of thought. Any judge's job in a pretrial position is to ensure that both sides get a fair trial and also to preserve a record, because at the end of this bill, if there is a verdict, one side is not going to be happy with it. So this judge is trying to make sure that this case does not, again, start over on appeal for some sort of decision that he made that wasn't well thought out.
All right. Ms. Wallman, thank you very much. We really appreciate your expertise. We'll probably bother you again as this thing gets underway, if it ever does get underway. I mean, there are going to be so many motions, my God. But it's very kind of you to help us out. We appreciate it very much. All right. So you heard of the crew Judicial Watch, and they have filed a Georgia Open Records Act lawsuit. What Judicial Watch wants to know is if Fannie Willis had any dealings with the U.S. Special Counsel Jack Smith. Apparently, the prosecutor boyfriend went to Washington a couple of times on the taxpayer dime to meet with Biden administration officials. But nobody knows what happened there. So Judicial Watch has sued to find out. It shouldn't have to be that way. The system should say this is why these meetings happen. But you know what the system is now. We asked Judicial Watch to come on the No Spin News today. They would not appear, which is not good, because they solicit money. They want donations. I'm not going to give them any money. They should come on and explain what the deuce they're doing. I don't have any beef with them. In fact, I think that the lawsuit is good. But for them to dodge and run, that's not good. Just a message to them. All right, Mike Pence. So I told you on January 6th and before that, that Pence, according to the Constitution, did not have the authority to decertify the electoral vote of the 2020 election. That is a fact. Now, many people did not believe me, disagree with me, whatever, and you are entitled to that. That is your right to disagree and not see the Constitution the way I see it. But I can tell you, I do not arrive at these conclusions lightly. I understand. I just wrote a book about it, okay, which will be out September 10th. We'll tell you about it later. Anyway, Pence was correct. Trump was ordering him not to decertify on January 6th the electoral vote. He refused to do it. Trump hit him, and Pence did not buckle. You should know that Pence was very involved with the Trump administration. It was one of the few people Donald Trump listened to for 4 years. So Pence shows up on Fox News. Roll the tape.
Donald Trump is pursuing and articulating an agenda that is at odds with the conservative agenda that we governed on during our 4 years. And that's why I cannot in good conscience endorse Donald Trump in this campaign.
Would you vote for President Biden?
I would never vote for Joe Biden.
All right, there's a difference between endorsing and voting. All right, so I believe that Pence will vote for Trump. He's just not going to endorse him. But I don't believe it's not because of the conservative stuff. It's personal. Just like Romney, just like everybody. It's when a Trump attacks you, okay, a lot of people start to hate him. And we've seen the cycle over and over and over and over. Texas. Okay, so the Supreme Court is going to have to stop Texas Senate Bill 4, which is supposed to take effect today, late today. We tape this, as I've said many times, in the late afternoon. And the court has got to issue something today. And what Texas State Law 4 is would allow Texas police law enforcement to arrest, detain, and charge illegal migrants. And then judges to adjudicate it. And judges to actually deport them, some of them. It's a complicated thing, but it gives the state of Texas authority to do that. Constitution, again, just like the Pence thing, is very clear that only the federal government regulates immigration. So I expect that the Supreme Court will continue the stay and that law will not come into effect. That's what I expect to happen. And of course, we'll, when it comes down, we'll report it for you. Florida's taken a different tack. This is clever on Ron DeSantis, the governor's part. So Florida, DeSantis, has signed three new bills to punish illegal migrants who commit crimes in the Sunshine State more than they have been punished. I'm not going to go down to bills. You can go to the Florida government website and look at them. But it's basically saying, look, you come to Florida and you're not in this country, the United States, legally. You're here without documentation. Then you commit a crime, you're going to be punished more than you were. Okay, that'll be challenged by the ACLU like that. We understand that. But I think this law might stand. Maybe some of it'll get thrown out, but driver's licenses, for example, if you don't have a valid driver's license, the penalties are upped if you are a migrant in this country illegally. The reason DeSantis is doing this, he doesn't want to clog the courts with this stuff. He wants migrants to go to New York or California or Illinois or Massachusetts, where there's no sanctions. That's what he wants. He knows word will get out. Hey, if you go to Florida and you're not here legally and they catch you doing anything, you're going to get punished hard. So why go there? And that's why DeSantis is doing this. Smart Life. Love this segment. I hope you like it. And we're looking out for you here in a very clear way. So as you know, if you watch or listen to me at all, sugar is like tobacco. Okay? It's gonna harm you. How much depends on your physiology, your DNA, whatever it may be. But sugar is not good. So the FDA says 50 grams of sugar a day. That's the top. You get any more than that, you're gonna get diabetes, you're gonna get something bad. These are the most unhealthy drinks, according to a website, Eat This, Not That, which is pretty good. EatThisNotThat.com. Here are the 10 unhealthiest drinks on the market. Arizona green tea, Barks root beer, Welch's grape juice. Welch's grape juice! Mountain Dew, Starbucks Frappuccino, Naked green juice, Arizona sweet tea, Monster energy drink, Naked blue machine juice, Naked mighty mango juice. All right, the Naked stuff isn't good. I don't know whether you have to drink that when you're unclothed. I don't know if there are rules there, but anyway, those are the worst. Just look, if you're going to buy any drink, flip it over. By law, they got to tell you how much sugar is in it and whatever else is in it. So once again, I drink sparkling ice. I have no interest in the company. I don't even know where the company is. And I tried a lot of them, okay? For my taste, and there's a little artificial sweetener in this. Just so you know, some people don't like that. But that's what I do. I don't want sugar in my drinks now at all. Smart Life. Spring Break. Miami Mayhem. All right, so far about 260 people have been arrested spring break in Miami. Unclear how many felonies. We're trying to get as much information as possible. The Miami Beach Police Department doesn't want to put it out. There's a midnight curfew. So if you're out in the street on the beach after midnight, you get arrested. So basically this is intoxication, public intoxication. That's what this is. There are some fights, exposure, that kind of thing. But it's basically intoxication. So Miami's trying to walk this line between getting the money from the spring breakers who have to rent rooms and, you know, buy food and all of that, and keeping people safe. And Miami is the center of the problem here on spring break. This day in history, March 18th, 37 AD, one of the most evil individuals of all time assumes power in Rome. His name was Caligula, 24 years old, okay? The Roman Senate gave him full authority to do whatever he wanted to do. And it was, and I'm not going to get into the Roman crazy political thing at the time, but it was crazy. All right, after Caesar Augustus died, it was chaos. And they just said, all right, we'll give it to Caligula, whose name was Gaius Julius Caesar Augustus Germanicus. Okay. All right, so he gets into power, and then he goes crazy. So he kills his first wife. This is great. You know, the Roman Colosseum, they had the gladiators fighting the wild animals from Africa. So one time, Caligula got bored with it and ordered the Roman centurions to take a portion of the spectators who were watching this and throw them into the pit with the animals. I'm laughing, but so they bought a ticket to see this mayhem bloodshed, and now they're getting eaten by a lion because this nut Caligula ordered it. And whatever he ordered, you had to do. So he went on and on and on and on. It was just insane what he did, mostly violence, all right? And then 4 years into his reign, 28 years old, the Senate assassinates him. They stab him to death, just like Julius Caesar on the Ides of March. And that was the end of Caligula. That happened 2,061 years ago today. I can guarantee you, you will hear that nowhere else in the world other than here, History Central. All right, got a good mail segment and a final thought about killing Jesus. We got Easter and Passover coming up. Right back. All right, let's go to the mail. We got Mary Altoro, Norwalk, Connecticut. Though you say Biden doesn't work because he doesn't care about anything, why don't we ever hear about who is really running the White House? I've done this, Mary, a number of times. I'm going to do it one more time for you especially. All right, the chief of staff in the Biden White House, the man named Jeff Zients, Z-I-E-N-T-S. Have you ever heard of him? No. Nobody's ever heard of him. Top counsel is Ed Ziskel, S-I-S-K-E-L. And the head of the communications department is Ben LaBolt. Those are the three inside the White House, in the West Wing, that have the most power. And nobody knows anything about them. They are not public in any way. You never hear from them. But they have the power. And outside, Jeffrey Katzenberg, the Hollywood mogul, huge power. Bernie Sanders, the communist senator from Vermont, big power. And there's Biden, and he listens to all this. But the most powerful person is Jill Biden. There you go. Not going to do it again. John Fox, Asheboro, North Carolina. Why can't you, O'Reilly, make the case that Joe Biden is a tax cheat? He's the big guy. How can I make the case? I don't have subpoena power. I don't know his banking things. That's for the Justice Department and Congress to do. How could I do it? I mean, you say he's a tax cheat. Okay, that's your opinion. If you have some documentation, pass it along to me. I can't just do it out of thin air. Kennedy Daniels, Mechanicsville, Virginia. Illegal migrants will mostly be unable to vote, but their American-born children will. Correct. Absolutely correct. Ben Mitchell, Westchester, Pennsylvania. Do you agree with Donald Trump when he says he's going to free the January 6th rioters? He will pardon some of them if reelected. I don't know how many. I hope he goes over the individual cases, but I am sure some pardons will be issued. Maud Tank, Plainview, Plainwell, Michigan. Love the No Spin News. Just finished Killing the Witches. It was a great read. Waiting for Killing Kennedy to arrive. You're going to like that, Maud. My question, is Fannie Willis still in the case of Trump? Yes, she is. How can she be fair and partial? No prosecutors are fair and partial. Prosecutors want to put you in jail. They're not fair and partial. The jury is supposed to be, the judge is supposed to be, but not the prosecutors. John Walker, Willoughby, Ohio. Looks like we need to add one name to the list of voters who will not vote for the good of the country, but their petty, selfish ego. That would be Mike Pence. Pretty hard on Vice President Pence. He'll vote for Trump. I'm pretty confident of that. Brent, concierge member. We hope you check out concierge membership. Very important for you. An insurance policy for your life at a very, very low price. I'm telling you, I'm helping people every day. And there's going to be something bad come down the line. You're going to need some advice. Okay, Brent says, I think the totality of evidence over the last 8 years supports everything you say in your column, TV conspiracy. The media has become corrupt and nothing more than a propaganda organ for the Democratic Party and promoters of woke culture. 100% right, Brent. And I hope everybody reads my column, which broke yesterday, about conspiracy TV is the name of the column. And there is a conspiracy. And I tell you what it is. And nobody could say I was wrong. Nobody on the planet. That's why you should read it. Michael, concierge member, thank goodness for streaming, which allows people not to watch the corrupt corporate media. Okay. I like choices. Mark, concierge member, 3 in a row. Thank you. Adoption is a alternative to abortion. I was one of the lucky ones. Adopted in 1955 by a Navy chief petty officer. I did not know who my birth mother was until after she died in 2005. She gave me a chance at life with personal sacrifice to allow adoption through the Virginia agencies. Well, Mark, I'm very pleased that you wrote your personal story to us. I don't know why the United States government isn't promoting adoption. You don't hear much about it, but I'm glad you're on a planet. Patrick Wilkins, Vestavia Hills, Alabama. My company made me sit through training last week, which included DEI. It was hard to stay quiet. Now they make me sign a pledge. I wouldn't sign anything. They can make you sit through the DEI, but I wouldn't sign anything. I don't think they're going to make you do that. If they do, you tell me right away. Right away, you tell me. And I'll make it a story. Brian Galaccio, New Braunfels, Texas, in the Hill Country. Hey, Bill, what's a smart life tip for living in a socialist country? Don't. You won't like it. Ivy Jean Sky Eagle, Arlington, Texas. I love your message of the day. It's the first thing I read every morning. Ivy, thank you. Okay, go to BillO'Reilly.com store, and we got the new coffee mugs, which are message mugs, okay? Self-reliance is the first one up. Now, tomorrow on Smart Life, I'm going to tell you why we're doing this, okay? Why are we doing it? What's self-reliance? Why, what is this? There's something important behind it. So that'll be in Smart Life tomorrow. Confronting the President, September 10th, my birthday. Book comes out. That's just a coincidence. I think it's the most important history book we've written, Dugard and I. You're going to pre-order. We will not bill you until we ship, but it's going to be huge. Going to be a huge book. Killing Crazy Horse. Pretty tough read, but something you should know. Okay, $12.95. That's it. Hardcover back. It's a great deal. Word of the day, do not be polrumptious. Great word. P-O-L-L-R-U-M-P-T-I-O-U-S. Do not be polrumptious. And writing to me, Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Name in town if you wish to opine. Final thought on Jesus in a moment. Okay, so as you know, Easter and Passover quickly coming up. And look, a lot of people who are secular people in this country, And they don't know much about the Nazarene. That's why I wrote Killing Jesus. And it was a fascinating book for me to write. Huge worldwide bestseller. I mean, they published this book in China, communist China. It went everywhere in the world. There is a movie, you might have seen it, okay, made years ago. You can see that movie on pay-per-view. It's easy. I think it's $3.95 or something like that. Roll a clip.
He makes no wonders, but is hailed as king. Let him be adorned as a king.
The purple robe of royal office.
No king shall go forth without a staff. Patience, patience, nothing has been forgotten.
I was the executive producer on that movie. We shot it in Morocco. It's an excellent film. And perfect for Holy Week next week and Passover. The history is flawless. It's flawless right down. It's not a religious movie. Okay, no miracles or anything like that. It's history. And the book and the movie will prepare you, and I think you'll find it very relevant, particularly in this secular age in which we live, where, you know, Christianity, Judaism, the only religion that isn't failing worldwide is Islam, and that's because the governments impose it. And it's very fascinating. It's interesting. The free governments that we have in the West, they don't impose religion. You know that. All right. It's secularism across the board. In fact, they don't like religion. They don't. They don't respect it because it limits reproductive freedom, for example. A lot of Christian sects oppose that. They don't oppose freedom. They oppose abortion. And that's terrible for the secularists. But in the Islamic world, if you deviate from Islam, all right, you can get killed. All right. So obviously that religion is stable in its membership. But here in the United States, the graph is like this. And it weakens the country. It really does. I mean, if you believe it's only you, it's only about you from birth to death, nothing else. In this whole universe, it's you and your desires and wishes only. That changes stuff, changes it big time. Something to think about as Easter and Passover approach. And again, we recommend Killing Jesus, the book, and the movie. And let me know if you haven't seen it or you haven't read the book and you pick them up, let me know what you think, okay? Bill at BillO'Reilly.com. Thank you for watching and listening to the No Spin News. We'll see you again tomorrow. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.